Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Well, it's that time of year again when Warren Buffett issues his annual letter to shareholders through Berkshire Hathaway. And obviously, this is one of those events for investors that's very highly regarded, and a lot of people really anticipate getting their letter from Warren Buffett. And it's a great time to reflect on what Warren Buffett, and to a larger extent, the whole board at Berkshire Hathaway, are actually thinking, because these guys are right on the pulse of investments basically around the world. So you can really garner some interesting information and perhaps get an idea as to where certain markets and certain stocks and certain investments may be heading over the next 12 months or so. So in this year's report, again, there's some real gems here from Warren Buffett. And today I'd like to just go through a few of those just to give you some insight into what Buffett is thinking at the moment. Now, one of the questions on everyone's mind, and it's been going around for quite some time, is who's going to take over when Warren Buffett or his partner Charlie Munger sometime in the near future may either stand down or look, you know, looking at their ages right now, it may not be long before, unfortunately, one of them may pass away. So they've had an idea as to who the next successor is for quite some time. And in this year's report, Buffett's just basically restated to shareholders that they definitely do have the success of a CEO in the minds of all the board members. Everyone knows who it's going to be. But more importantly, and in true Buffett style, and to a large extent, true investor style, they also have a backup there as well, just in case perhaps things don't work out with the current successor. They've got a standing backup who apparently also has a great deal of skill as well. So good to hear that everything's working on that front. He's also made a very interesting comment on the American economy. Buffett has long been, even since the GFC, really been behind the American economy and really purporting that things would turn around quite soon. And in the newsletter, he's just basically saying that his companies, his investments in American companies are looking great. The companies are performing quite well and is quite confident in that turnaround. This is a really interesting comment that he did make, and he was sort of talking about what he believes are the big four companies within his portfolio, being Coca-Cola, IBM, Wells Fargo, and also American Express. And with those companies, they own somewhere around a 10% stake in each of those particular companies. And again, he's just commenting that all of those companies are doing quite well, and the actual return they've received over the last 12 months has been fantastic, somewhere in the order of sort of $900 million in terms of dividends. And then looking at growth themselves, he's looking around somewhere around sort of $3 billion in terms of growth. So again, some great figures around there. And one thing I really appreciate from Warren Buffett is he's not afraid to actually admit when he's made a mistake. And in this year's newsletter, he's talking about how he's been really wrong about the housing market in America, because previously Buffett's talked about how he believed that the housing market would turn around quite quickly. Now, obviously, that hasn't happened, but he's still quite confident that the housing market will turn around. And he talks about how hormones will actually change the housing market. And what he's getting at there is that, you know, people will continue to sort of, you know, have children, and hormones will take over, from the perspective also of people get emotional about their investments in terms of property, and they want to go move up to bigger properties and so forth. And what he talks about within the report is he believes that people will still continue to basically build new houses. And in saying that, he's also confident that that momentum will get behind the property market again, and we'll start seeing the recovery of the American property market. And also, in true Buffett style, he is not one to really ever sell an investment. And people have been questioning him over the last couple of years in terms of their stakes in some manufacturing companies in the US, and that, as we know, manufacturing as a whole is really all diverting towards those lower income type countries like China, where they don't have to pay a lot of money to have things produced. So that's what's sort of really seen the growth in places like China. And people have been questioning why he's still hanging on to those investments. And Buffett's admitted in this year's newsletter that although, yes, some of those companies may be underperforming, he's not about to let go of those particular investments because he believes they still have some way to move upwards and start sort of getting back in line with his overall estimates. And Buffett's also big on the banking sector in the US as well. And obviously that's been through a tumultuous time over the last several years, but he's really putting a lot of money into the actual banks in the US system. Again, as I was saying before, Wells Fargo, who is one of the banks over there, Berkshire put around $1 billion to buy up their particular stake in Wells Fargo. And he just makes comments that basically he sees that although the banking sector itself may have made some mistakes, that it's obviously a crucial part of the economy, and he sees that things will start to move, things will start to turn around in the banking sector in America quite soon. So overall, things are looking quite positive from Buffett's point of view. And if you do want to actually get some more insight into his newsletter, if you just Google Warren Buffett newsletter or Warren Buffett shareholders or Warren Buffett Berkshire Hathaway, you will find a link somewhere within one of those searches to actually have a look at Buffett's newsletter. And again, it does make for interesting reading. As I said before, it does provide some great insight into perhaps some investments that you yourself could be looking at, given that, again, Berkshire Hathaway, the whole board are really on the pulse of what's going on in America. So again, makes for interesting reading, and I recommend that you grab a hold of the shareholder letter as soon as you can. So thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1-300-SHARETRADE.